House Democrats released a new tax proposal today, and while some of the provisions are scaled down, high-income earners may face an additional tax under the new plan. Yahoo Finance's Denitsa Tsakova here now with those details. Denitsa?
Yeah, House Democrats released a proposal. What we are hearing is this is supposed to bring $2.2 trillion in tax revenue over the next decade. This includes many measures. It's against wealthiest Americans, corporations. But what we're seeing is that this proposal is significantly different from what Biden proposed. Some of the initial proposals are scaled down, but we also have a new 3% surtax, which goes for individuals with adjusted gross income of more than $5 million. So this is really high income individuals that will be hit by this tax. Of course, if implemented, it will apply to individuals, trusts, and estates, and is expected to raise over $100 billion for a decade. Other proposals have also been reduced. Biden initially proposed a long-term capital gains rate of 39.6%. That proposal is currently 25%. So really big difference there. The current rate we have is 20%. So the increase that we're going to see if this legislation becomes well is only 5 percentage points. One proposal that has been kept the same as what Biden proposed is increasing the top individual income tax rate. It's going to go back to 39.6%. It was changed due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Which was enacted during the Trump administration. And that provision is also expected to generate $170 billion over a decade. And overall, that tax plan is bringing $2.2 trillion over a decade. And all those provisions that are aimed at the wealthiest Americans are going to bring $1 trillion. There is also additional revenue coming from tax compliance, corporation, and international tax reform.
So I guess that I'm wondering, are there any provisions from Biden's initial plan that are actually excluded from the House Democrats' version?
Yeah, so this was actually one of the major provisions that Biden had as part of his first plan, and it's not part of the House Democrats' plan. He proposed changing how assets are taxed when they're passed onto heirs upon death. And under Biden's proposal, gains over $1 million were going to be taxed based on the asset's value when it was initially acquired rather than the value when it was inherited, as currently it is. For now, this provision is left out of the plan. It's important to say that this is not the final legislation. The tax proposals may change as Democrats finalize the bill. They hope to pass the bill in the coming weeks through reconciliation, which wouldn't require any Republican support, but it will require all Democratic senators to be on board with it. So we're yet to see if there will be more changes to the final tax plan.
All right. We will be waiting and watching. Denitsa Tsakova, thanks so much for that wrap-up.